Welcome to Bullships, where we use pop culture to initiate conversations, call out the myths portrayed in entertainment, and empower listeners with information to improve relationships. We're your hosts, Kelly and Stephanie.
All right, do you hear me?
I do.
Yay! Okay, good.
Really great.
Good too.
Good. So I think this is how we can do it. So I'm just sending you that link, and then are you recording it from your computer?
Yeah, it looks like it's recording right now.
It is. I know we were going to call and like plan, but if you just want to dive right in.
Dive right in.
All right. Sounds good. Since that's kind of the life that we're living now, just diving right in and not really knowing what's going on. So we are actually on episode 52. We officially have an episode every week for a year if people want to listen to us for a whole year.
That's awesome.
Good. We're pretty awesome. but I guess we're titling this Happily Ever TV as a Stress Reliever, I guess. So really the premise of this episode is, I mean, a great idea that you, Kelly, had. I just wanted to, maybe you wanted to share a little bit about how you came up with this idea.
It seems to be the go-to coping skill amongst my whole entire household. So I figured there's got to be something to it. Mm-hmm. And so I've just been kind of watching like patterns a little bit, not that I psychoanalyze my family, but just kind of observing like their behaviors. And I noticed that binge watching is definitely a thing. And that's kind of obvious given the time, but also the types of shows that they're watching and the types of requests that we're getting for movies and things. I've just been kind of noticed people are also dealing with too. So I thought we'd talk about it.
Absolutely. And I know television and binge watching and, you know, Netflix and chill and, you know, kind of there's all these sayings about TV. And, you know, I feel like it's always has gotten pretty much like a bad reputation as it being something that, you know, instead of being a stress reliever, it's actually something that numbs you or something that prevents you from being productive. But also wanted to shine a light a little bit on that, you know, the times that we're living in right now is very unprecedented. I think someone brought this up to me that really, you know, kind of sat with me, which was no one alive right now has ever, you know, gone through anything like this. And so we have to look at perhaps the different ways, you know, our bodies are telling us they're stressed, they're anxious, they've reached their limit. And then also, you know, coping can also look very different. And we have to understand that by the fact that like so many options are taken away from us, you know, normally people say, oh, I go to the gym as a stress reliever, or I go and hang out with friends, or I go and do all these things, which we are not limited, you know, which we can't do right now. And so, a little twofold, like you said, a little bit about, maybe what the patterns are regarding, you know, what people are watching or ways that TV can be a stress reliever, but also to kind of change this notion that watching TV is always bad, because as we know, it is not.
It's totally what we need right now. So one of the things to kind of go with what you're saying, one of the house is I have two teenage daughters, and the shows that they're watching are, what is it, All American, and I think it's Grey's Anatomy. And I just kind of, you know, out of curiosity was like, what's the deal with that? And they're like, oh, you know, it's because it's like One of them says it's because it's comforting. Grey's Anatomy is comforting because it's something that's been on for years and years. And so just watching it is kind of like going back to old memories. So like kind of bringing up some nostalgia, you know. And then the other one, kind of a form of escapism with, because they're not in school right now. And so All American is all about being at school and like the different drama that goes on at school. And it's a little bit above her age, but it's, you know, it has like dating and going to parties and playing sports and the stress with academics. And so it's kind of like you're in a way like visiting with friends, you know, and kind of like in the mix of what's going on when normal life is like at play, you know? And then the other one that's real popular in our house is The Office. That's your favorite one, huh?
Yes, we love The Office here at our household too. Okay,
so tell me, why do you think going to the office is something that you're drawn to?
I think it's more because of the familiarity of it. You know, it's something that we can turn on, and it's funny. There's kind of this ongoing joke that I'll like turn to my husband when an episode starts, and we're like, or well, I'll say like, oh, this is the one where like this and this and this and this and this and this happens. And he just looks at me like, yes, we've watched it like 30 times all the way through. And so for me, I think it's just something that's predictable. I think in the time where things aren't predictable, you know, I don't know what anything. Oh no. Hello? Hello?
Oh, hey, I'm back. Can you hear me? Hey.
Yes, I can hear you.
I asked you on like the good part. Hey.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. It's good. Perfect. I wonder what's out.
I know. I don't know what it is either.
It looks because my Wi-Fi looks like it's staying intact. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we could just continue, which was basically, I think we were talking about, you know, why watching The Office is just kind of soothing. And for me, I think it's just the familiarity of it all. But I know what's going to happen. And especially in these times where we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, watching something where we know is going to happen can be soothing.
That's exactly right. Think about it. Like even when it comes to, anything in life, right? If something's predictable and it, you know, the reason we have anxiety is because our body is telling us like something is off, it needs to be paid attention to, something's uncertain or scary, right? Mm-hmm. And if you go to something familiar like the office, you know, a good restaurant that you always go to, you know, like a blanket or, you know, all the things that are just so going to like your parents' house or something. It's always so familiar. And it really does have like that calming effect on our psyche, you know? Yeah. So it makes sense.
Absolutely. And that's so funny that you brought this up as a topic, because the other day, one of my go-to favorite movies that just is so comforting for me is Grease. And it was on Netflix forever. And then when I wanted to find it maybe a couple days ago or last weekend, I searched on, you know, what streaming is Grease on? And it had just left. I mean, I have the DVD, so I mean, I'm fine. But that's so funny that out of everything that's available, like that's what I wanted to go to, something that I watched as a kid over and over and over again. And I haven't done that in a while, but when you brought up this topic, I told myself like, oh my gosh, I wonder if that's what that was for me. When I was looking for Grease, I was just kind of trying to find a way to soothe, you know, to just kind of bring some, you know, familiarity to my world right now.
It's gotta be, right? It's so I gotta ask, why Grease?
I fell in love with Greece. Oh gosh, when I was maybe like 5 years old, which is hilarious because as I've gotten older, I'm like, oh wow, the like sexual references throughout that whole movie. But I watched them when I was five and loved it ever since. Like it's something that, you know, it's one of those shows that it's, if it's on TV, I will watch it. I tend to love movie. I tend to love musicals. So movies that have songs in them are very comforting to me. But yeah, I mean, well, and it's funny that you had brought this up earlier, but I mean, it is a school aspect too. It is like kind of, you know, life just being lived. And so, yeah.
So it's funny because you said Grease and it's a musical. So you know what we've been watching like crazy is all the Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh,
They're so
yes.
fun.
As you should. Those are so good.
And there's something about the music in it because it's all like of the pop songs that are on the radio, so you know all of them, so you can kind of like sing along as you're watching it. So I wonder if there's something to music too. I didn't really research that part of
There
it.
is. I don't know if I read this recently that the part of your brain that accepts music is very different than the part of your brain that I think does like critical thinking and things like that. And so it can be a nice, like, you know, not stress reliever, but almost like, you know, that part of our brain is getting so much input that having another part of our brain like light up, you know, through music can feel good. And so I know, I mean, if there's any like brain surgeons or brain people listening to this, I probably totally like butchered that explanation, but that's what I took away from whatever I read or whatever someone told me recently about music and our brains.
I love it. I think it makes perfect sense because as you were, yeah, I forgot how much we like and how much we've been Pitch Perfect, and I love Grease. Grease is a good one to watch in high school music. In our house, it's very popular.
Yeah.
So that's
Another show that we, well, that's very kind of comforting for me, but I'm like, I haven't actually watched it around this time, but I feel like I'm gonna start is Boy Meets World because they're all on the Disney Channel app right now. And so Boy Meets World was a show that I again loved growing up and have seen pretty much all of the episodes. And so, you know, when you had brought up this topic, I was like, gosh, what is that show for me? What is TV for me?
So, Stephanie, what do you think? Do you think it could be that it's like you're visiting with old friends? Because we can't really visit with friends right now. But it's like catching up with old friends, you know?
Yep, absolutely. You know, it's and it just kind of taps into this part of your life that maybe, you know, seems so far removed and maybe hopefully for a lot of people, you know, when they do watch shows that remind them of the past, it also taps into maybe simpler times. You know, when you know, perhaps the biggest stressor you had was just like how this episode was going to end or how the season was going to end, or you couldn't believe that Corey kissed another girl in the lodge. So yeah, I agree that, you know, it could be because of
The other thing too that I wonder, so I'm thinking, okay, what show do I like where I catch up with old friends? It probably sounds so weird, but I love Sex in the City.
Oh
And
yeah.
it's just
Yep.
funny and it's crazy. It can kind of take you to is like the buzzing of like New York City. We see all these pictures of New York City just being so quiet and like obviously all the people in quarantine because they're being hit the hardest. And then to know bomb when it's like when it's up and running, just the nightlife there and the cuisine and the drinks and you know going out for night or whatever. Like, oh, I'm craving it, you know?
Absolutely. It's funny because I keep saying it's so funny, but it's interesting that I was watching one of our, again, go-to kind of TV shows, which for me is Vanderpump Rules and Shaws of Sunset, but
love it.
They usually hang out together. And it's interesting to me because now when I see people hang out together, I'm like, that's so interesting and like odd to see because I haven't seen people hang out together in a long time. And so, you know, seeing people hang out and it does kind of make me miss it. You know, I see them hanging, and again, it was filmed way before all of this is happening. And so it's not like, you know, they're breaking protocol or anything, but, seeing people do things that I'm not able to do right now, you know, it's kind of bummy, but at the same time, again, I'm so interested in the show that I must keep watching to see what's going to happen.
Exactly. I know. No, there's so many components to it. And I don't think we really, at least I don't necessarily, because I'm not a huge TV watcher or even like movie watcher. And if, you know, when times like this are happening and there is so much emphasis and we do have more time than normal because we're not out and about, so we're kind of stuck at home, that this is what we go to and just exploring, you know, all the reasons. So we've kind of identified some of the reasons. Are nostalgia, kind of comforting, you know, what to expect, it's calming, things like that. Kind of getting
the musical part of it.
Yeah, kind of the soothing effects of music. I mean, take note of that, you know, like if we're stressed out, go listen to a favorite song or just any music really, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and also, I mean, the other part that we wanted to talk about too was just, you know, how do we balance that, you know, it being a stress reliever versus something that maybe we're using to just kind of numb and do anything and not make us productive. And I know at least, you know, when we first started this podcast, you know, and if you look at our Instagram, the tagline is, you know, basically proving that your love for entertainment isn't a waste of time. You know, we try to kind of create this space where you can be free to watch TV, but it also can be beneficial and you can learn from it. So we've tried to, you know, pull all these movies and songs and TV shows and pull out questions or relationship themes that then you can take on into your own life. And so, you know, I feel like we've been able to create this niche for TV that, you know, sometimes isn't thought about, like it being a platform or a springboard to further self-discovery. I think that there's amazing TV shows out there that make you think about, you know, those things. They have amazing documentaries out, shows where you can learn a lot about yourself. And so I think we also live in a time where TV is, you know, pretty, pretty awesome.
I think to kind of go back between like when you're numbing out versus kind of just, you know, kind of talking about the things that we're talking about. Cause a lot of, we really have no choice right now. I guess you could clean your house or work out.
For the fourth time.
I guess you could do those things. But I do think that, I think, you know, and I don't know, you can kind of let me know what you think about this, that if somebody's using TV or movies to kind of numb out, they're ignoring that there's some sort of issue going on that they're unwilling to address. Whereas right now we don't what's going on. Like, we don't really have any concrete solution to any of this stuff. We don't really know how long. We're all kind of in this state. This is what I've been talking with a lot of my clients about, is we're just in this really weird state of unknown anxiety and none of us know the answer. And so trying to kind of reach and get things that make us feel good in these moments, given we don't know what's in front of us, we just got to kind of take it day by day. I feel like it's appropriate to kind of reach out to old friends or feel comforted or kind of binge a little bit that make us feel good, you know, or not.
Yeah. And And like, well, what we were saying in the beginning of that these are unprecedented times. And so our coping mechanisms are going to look different, you know. Imagine, you know, like you were saying, you know, you're not a really big TV person, and here you are like listening off the TVs that maybe you and your daughters, you know, are watching now. And so I can see how sometimes that can mess with our mind as well. Of, oh my gosh, you know, I used to never watch TV and now I'm watching tons of TV. Like, I'm feeling very lazy, or the associations that we make with that. A big one that my amazing husband pointed out to me today is you used to be in that camp. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you used to think like TV was a waste of time. Or my favorite quote that I like to use sometimes is, I feel like I'm wasting my life away. When I would like sit down and watch, you know, hours upon hours of TV, I felt like there were all these other options to do and I wasn't choosing to do them. And so I'm basically choosing to waste my life away. I have not gotten that feeling at all since all of this has happened. The fact that I've had to stay home, and I still watched like a lot of hours of TV. It's just not hitting me the same way. And I think it's because of all the different things that we were talking about that, you know, that it's such a different time right now that, you know, it's, your coping mechanisms are going to look different and it's okay.
Right. And that's, you know, and I think one of the things that we always need to be aware of is it's coping mechanisms do always change depending on like what stage of life we're in or what we're able to maybe financially do or what we're like geographically able to do. So in this time and place, I think this is a kind of a good one. I'm kind of shocked to hear myself say this, but for all the reasons that we kind of talked about, you know, the comfort that it brings, the predictability it brings, the joy that it can bring, that sometimes if you're watching, you know, things like Tiger King, that can really kind of stretch your psychological muscles to figure out what the hell's going on with that show. But all the different variations of why TV is kind of dope right now, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I love what you said about coping mechanisms can change and they can even evolve within a change. So, you know, again, going back to, you know, if you find yourself being hard on yourself that you're watching, you know, 5 hours of TV, you know, it's thinking about like, okay, I mean, that is one of your options to do, or do you break that up? You know, do you watch one or two and then go out and do something creative or go outside and, you know, play with your doggos or, you know, you break it up so it doesn't feel like as heavy, but hey, if that's what you need to watch TV for 5 hours right now, be my guest.
Be our guest. Yes. This is strange times upon us. So you got to do what you got to do to make sure you're feeling all right. The other thing too, that I think that can kind of come from this is because we are spending so much time alone or, you know, like some people I'm blessed to have, you know, my kids and my husband here and my dogs. But if you are kind of quarantined without, you know, your family nearby or have any pets or whatever, being able to, kind of just, I don't know, like find your friends. Like it's as weird as that sounds, like in these TV shows, because one day this will be over and we will be able to reconnect with all the people in our lives. And so it's just like kind of a temporary, like, hey, you're not alone. It's going to be okay. So hang in there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I read this, and so I haven't actually looked into it, but it seems like Netflix right now, you're able to do like a movie TV show, you know, like watch party, online watch party, where you and your friends will like be in this chat room and you guys will all be watching it at the same time. And if somebody pauses, it'll pause for everyone. And there's like a chat screen open so that you guys can chat about the TV show. And so it's pretty neat seeing these ways that they're still trying to connect people, you know, in times where we can't physically be connected. So good job, Netflix.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like with like these times and like what you're talking about, like the Netflix chat, it's awesome that there's these capabilities to do that. So people that are across the country or like maybe neighbors that can't even see each other, they're able to still connect. You know, I love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that brings us to our bullshit of the episode, which I think is watching TV is always bad.
I was wondering if you're going to say the same one as me. I'm like, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Perfect. So again, you know, as I mentioned before, that was a camp that I fell into, that, you know, watching TV is wasting my life away. But as we can see, like, when the pressures of other options are taken away, you know, like, I don't feel like I'm missing out because there isn't anything else to do. So when that's taken away, I can watch TV and feel fine and feel like that's not something that's wasting my life. I'm also very intentional about, you know, what I watch. And I don't say that in like a way where it's like, I only watch things that like enrich my brain. No, like, I am watching a mix of everything. You know, I'm watching something that brings me comfort. I'm watching, you know, some what we call like trashy reality TV shows. I'm watching some interesting documentaries. So again, there's so much good stuff to be able to watch that, you know, it's
yeah,
beneficial.
Absolutely. I know. So keep that in mind, people. It's all good for all the reasons that we talked about today, to keep watching TV, watching movies, get comfortable and enjoy yourself while you're kind of stuck at home, and maybe try some of the new technologies that are out there with connecting through Netflix or the Zoom or the FaceTime. Honestly, Steph, I'm too tech shy to try to do, but I'm sure it works fabulously.
Exactly. So I think that's a quite a bit for the takeaway here. You know, the other thing is thinking about, you know, what are the things that you feel like you're gravitating to watch, and maybe why, and seeing how it, what it brings up for you, or why do you feel like it feels good to watch that, you know, particular show or particular movie. And yeah, just thinking about that so that there's that self-growth for yourself. So I feel like that's kind of an added takeaway.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that is our episode.
Thanks
for joining us. And we'll be
Sounds
back
great.
Next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of Bullships, please head over to your podcast player to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Disclaimer: the information and resources contained in this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not intended to assess, diagnose, or treat any medical and/or mental health condition. The use of this podcast does not imply nor establish any type of therapist-client relationship. Furthermore, the information obtained from this podcast should not be considered a substitute for a thorough medical and/or mental health evaluation by an appropriately credentialed and licensed professional.